Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, welcome to Friday, the Friday before Christmas, the Friday before vacation for a lot of people. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Panic at the Disco.
Closing the goddamn door!
Panic at the Disco, February 19th, Oracle Arena. Jane will have another pair at 4:05 today, so be listening to her for a chance to win those. And or just not. You could win them right now. Be calling number 9-800-400-3697. Panic.
I love that quote.
At the Disco.
Have you people ever heard of closing
the goddamn door?
Reminds me of my mom used to always come up from behind me and just slam the refrigerator door shut.
Yeah.
There's no watching TV in the refrigerator.
Right. It's the same stuff that's been there all day. How many times are you going
to
look in there?
Just trying to find something to eat, Ma!
Just ask me. I'll make you something. Want a sandwich?
Watching TV in the refrigerator.
Right. Or like, you know, your dad said, what are you raising a barn? Leaving the barn door open? What are heating the outside?
Right.
Put a sweater on. Don't touch the thermostat. We've been stoking out friends of the show this week, little kind of side Christmas present-y things. Bryn is about to marry this woman. She's the mother of his child. And I want to say that her name is Anita. And
Anita's
she
pretty
makes,
nice.
She is so nice.
She's
and
a
she
nice
makes
lady.
Soap. I have a bunch of her soaps. She makes lotion sticks. And she, you know, they're homemade. In the sunset. Made in the sunset. Follow her on Instagram. We're trying to get her to 500. What is she at now?
509.
Okay, oh, good. Boom. Mission accomplished. Then. Let's get her to 1,000. Follow Made in the Sunset. She's got all the good stuff, man. She uses like real essential oils or whatever they're called, extracts.
Yeah, it's all natural ingredients and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's human approved. Is it organic? It's probably not organic. Can I say
organic?
Better
be organic, bro.
I have to ask
can
her
soap
more.
Be organic?
I should probably get like copy points so I can talk
no,
about
No, yeah, I mean, probably, you know.
The second you do that, we're not going to be able to do it.
Listen, this is a shameless plug anyway.
My whole point is I have no idea, but it is all natural products. That's
and
I
my
know.
Other plug I want to do is for our friend Johnny Mosley. He's been a part of the show for a very long time. He's doing a podcast now.
Oh, yeah.
And Bryn and I are both on that. And actually, I'm sure Vinny will be a guest on it and Hooman will be a guest, you know. But he's got that going, and that is wherever podcasts are sold.
Yep, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play.
Radio.com.
Radio.com.
RadioAlice.com as well. Okay, I have one song for new music. And Bryn wouldn't even tell me who does this song. All he would tell me is, because we looked this morning, there's really nothing. There were maybe a couple things, I suppose, if I really wanted to do new music, but there was nothing that, you know, screamed, you got to do this. But the Spider-Man soundtrack is in stores now. Are there record stores anymore? It's streamable now. Yeah, Amiibo.
I was at Streetlight Records just the other day getting Vaughn's records.
Oh, is that the same deal? Do they do like a buy-sell trade?
Yeah, they have those.
Yeah.
But the ones I got were new.
Like, oh, nice. So this song is not on the soundtrack. Is that correct, Vinny? Brinny?
Right. So we debuted
Vinny?
Previewed the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
Yeah.
Right. This one is actually a part of a different album. It's called A Very Spidey Christmas.
Oh, it's a whole nother album.
But it has like 6 songs. So what do you call that? An EP?
Yeah, I guess. Well, where's Hooman? You guys, where's Hooman? This song is for him. Oh, yeah. There he is. I see him. He's listening. All right.
Is he laying on the floor?
He's on the phone. You need me for something?
I'm doing a song for you.
All right.
It's the song you asked for. Come on over.
We can go back to the story later.
No. Let's just get this over with.
All right. I guess so.
I don't even... You know what, Bryn? Take over from here. I don't even know what this is all about.
All right, Hooman, can
all
you
right,
hear
I'm
me?
I'm ready.
All right, so there's a song in that movie, Into the Spider-Verse, that Hooman was like, we have to find this for the movie review. And I was not able to find it because it was not on the soundtrack. Or
Oh, right. I heard you guys talking about that.
Exactly. And so here the song is. It's called Spidey Bells.
No, we have to guess who's singing this.
I got it!
Do you have it?
Fallon!
No.
Ah!
Ryan Reynolds!
No.
David Hasselhoff?
Nope.
It's not Shatner.
It's almost...
Is it?
It's Shatner-ish, isn't it?
It is.
Do you know Hooman? You probably...
Hold on,
Someone
he's got
a
degree
in chemical engineering.
Well, no, he's talking about Spider-Man or something like that.
Oh.
He's playing the role of Spider-Man.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Nobody. I don't know.
Nobody's got it, right?
I don't got it.
Give us a clue.
Well, he's part of the cast.
Oh, he is. Well, is it Nick Cage?
It's Chris Pine.
Oh, Chris Pine. Oh, that's wonderful.
I know, right?
Chris Pine.
Well, he's going for it.
It's one of the Chris's.
Good for him.
This guy right here.
Yeah, we know who.
Look how pretty
he is. Not in a million years did that name ever come across.
It's funny because Shatner, I said Shatner, and you were like, not really. But he played, what's that guy's name? The Captain of the Enterprise? Captain Kirk. Jesus.
You got pancakes on the brain.
I really. And our pancakes are getting further away from us.
The guy stuck. Where is he? Anyone know?
He has no idea how to use GPS, this guy.
How's that possible?
He left over an hour ago from the IHOP.
In his defense, I will say, if you're going strictly by the apps, they will take you some BFE routes. No, I mean,
he just doesn't know how to use it. He was over at Fort Mason for a while.
But that's what I mean, though. Weirdly, these things will take you some weird directions.
What's the ETA now, you guys? No one's listening.
I don't know how many times I've gone, oh my God, I know where I am. Why don't I just put the thing down and drive myself there? Durr.
George. These are some of the top rock and roll stories of 2018.
Okay, cool. Nice. I love it.
These are like big, big old rock stories. I'm going to start right at the top. This is ultimate classic rock, by the way. Okay. I don't think this is the same as like a heavier metal.net. But I do see a lot of sort of BS stories from Ultimate Classic Rock, so then here's one of them. Bohemian Rhapsody became the best-selling music biopic ever. So they consider that to be the biggest story of the year. I say no. I like their number two pick. Steve Perry came out of hiding with his first album in more than 20 years.
I like it, too.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
We heard a Christmas song from him yesterday. Oh, is this it? Oh, no, this is one of the songs off Traces.
Do you want the Christmas song?
No, I really don't care. Oh. All right. That's not on the album. But he did put out an album this year, Traces. And I got to meet him. He's like a freaking hero of mine. And he couldn't have been nicer. What a gentleman. It's lovely.
So you mentioned Queen.
Mm.
If I could just add a little something.
Go for
I've got the top grossing rock tours of the year for 2018. Queen came in at...
Oh, with Adam Lambert?
With Adam Lambert, Queen made $39.7 million this year.
How many concerts does
on
it
top
say?
Of the Bohemian Rhapsody movie success, they did... Let me see. It doesn't say how many shows, but it says they toured Europe and North America and visited Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, boy.
And they are... In 16th place for the highest grossing tour of the year.
That's great. Wasn't Ed Sheeran the number one? You know, the thing about Ed Sheeran is he does a lot of shows solo. I mean, it's just him and whatever, you know, his foot pedals and his looping machines.
These are rock shows, so I don't know if they included him in that. The number one grossing tour of the year was the Eagles. $166 million bucks.
Damn.
Next was Roger Waters. Oh. He toured The Wall.
That's right.
I am so bummed I missed that. Have you seen Pink Floyd?
I never have.
I saw them, the David Gilmour version, and they were incredible.
Was it Learning to Fly? Was that the name of that record?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s.
Oh, my God, the food's here.
That was Christmas. Thank God.
Thank God.
Here's some commercials.
No.
We don't break?
We're going to keep going.
Anyway, Roger Waters was second. Go on.
Another of the top... rock stories of 2018 was Fleetwood Mac dumping Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah,
and
I
Lindsey
agree.
Whining like a little baby.
I think he's suing them though, right?
Well, he is like, that's my band, and you can't
not,
kick
though.
Me out of it.
There are a lot of people who've come and gone from that band.
Agreed.
So that's going to be settled in court. But I think his gripe is Stevie Nicks got him thrown out.
Yes,
he's like Stevie got me.
She was like,
out.
I'm not doing it if Lindsey's doing it. And they're like,
right.
Well, we want you.
Mm-hmm.
They chose, and they didn't choose. Lindsey.
Well, and I hear they're doing great with the, what is it, Tom Campbell?
Yes, from the Heartbreakers.
And the guy from Split Enz?
Oh, Finn? Nick Finn?
Neil Finn?
Neil Finn.
I hear they're doing great. So,
Def Leppard, they will be inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, and they also got the distinction of winning the Rock Hall's fan vote, and they toured with Journey this year. That was actually really funny when that tour came around. I was like, oh my God.
That tour came in at number five, and they made almost $100 million.
Good for them.
Journey and Def Lepp.
Another of the big stories was that AC/DC maybe returned to the studio. It's sort of unclear what's happening, but Angus Young, Stevie Young, who I think is like the nephew of Malcolm Young.
Exactly right.
Malcolm has like a brain thing going on.
Malcolm's dead.
Oh, he is dead?
Malcolm passed.
So didn't he degenerate really quickly?
Well, he had, yes, he definitely had some kind of...
That's right, he passed. So Stevie Young is like either his kid or, you know, one of their kids.
I thought you had it. It was like their nephew or something like that.
Brian Johnson and Phil Rudd were photographed outside a studio. And so the speculation is that, you know, because Brian Johnson was also sort of out of the band for a while. He couldn't hear anything anymore.
Here's what I read.
That's not Brian Johnson. That is normally what I want would be Bon Scott, but this is just play Back in Black or
what
something.
What I read is that all of the stuff that they have that they're going to go in and finish was already recorded with Malcolm when he was alive and still okay.
Oh, wow.
This is they had tons of music recorded. So they'll be able to go in and use original recordings of Malcolm with the other guys, and they're going to put that out.
That's great. You know, the thing about Malcolm Young is he is actually the unsung backbone of that band. Everyone talks about Angus and his antics on stage and his crazy solos, but Malcolm might be the best riff-making, you know, solid guitar player of all time. That guy's amazing. The rhythm guitar player in that band really held it
together.
Holds
it down, for sure. I agree.
After some nudging by their fans, Weezer gave new life to Toto's Africa. Uh-huh. Toto is super stoked about it.
Yeah.
And then it got made into a song for, was it in the Spider-Verse
one, too?
Yeah, what
about Pitbull? He brought some life to it, too.
Yeah, Pitbull, we did it.
Yeah, well, you know, is that really the story?
We call that a sample.
Judas Priest scored their highest charting album in the U.S. and then lost Glenn Tipton after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Apparently, he is going to try to still record with them and do as much as he can, but he is not doing the full-time touring. Paul McCartney roared back to the top of the charts with the Egypt Station. Egypt. I'll wait for it. Yeah. Anytime I say Egypt, that's what I want.
Is it?
Bruce Springsteen's one-man show took Broadway by storm. In fact, they just put out an album last week. I think it was on the New Music.
Bruce pulled in, this is Springsteen on Broadway, pulled in $88.3 million. And came in at number six.
And they didn't have the touring expenses. That's not a tour. That's a homestand, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's
him driving from home and pulling in, parking in his spot.
Right.
And getting out and doing a show.
Yep. Let's see. Foreigner reunited for a tour. The Gibson Guitar Company almost went under. It is riddled with debt.
You know who's
Gibson
in charge now?
Who is?
The CEO, the former CEO of Levi's.
Oh! What? I think, don't we know that guy? He used to come to all our events.
The former CEO of Levi's has moved to Nashville, or is it Nashville?
I think it is Nashville. Right. Or Memphis, one of those.
He commutes back and forth.
Does
His
he?
Family's still here, yeah.
Oh.
He's friends with Michael Franti.
Yeah, I've met him at a few of our shows. Him and his wife are super, they're big fans of our show, too. So that's, you know.
Well, I'm big fans of Levi's, except, oh, and I'm a big fan of Gibson.
Yeah,
so.
We would, you know what? Oh, my God, I want like a, is that the Lucille? The, you know, the big hollow body?
So 335.
Yeah, that's why I want one of those for Christmas.
ES 335 is
I want the ES 335, Mr. Guy, who's the CEO of Gibson that likes the show. That is shameless.
Well,
Hold
I'm sure
on.
He's boxing one up as we speak.
Is his name James Curley?
It's got a nickname. I don't know it. JC?
JC, yep.
Yeah, JC.
Let's see here. Dickie Betts staged a surprise comeback and then had a stroke. And a bunch of aging rock stars retired from the road. Elton John is saying this is the end for him. Neil Diamond is done. Ozzy Osbourne saying this is the end for him. Skynyrd, Bob Seger.
Elton John came in at 19th place for the biggest grossing rock tours of the year, $37.5 million. Mm-hmm. And how many shows was that? It doesn't even...
Well, he did a bunch in Vegas, right? Because that's where Uzi saw
It's not that many shows, yeah. The average ticket price was $135. Whew.
And those who passed include Motorhead guitarist Fast Eddie Clark, Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul, Skinner guitarist, a former Skinner guitarist Ed King, and Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane. That hits home on that one. What are you giggling about over there?
Sorry. Do you want to hear the most surprising big money earners on the list of
sure.
rock? Trans-Siberian Orchestra came in at 12th place. $53.7 million.
How many shows could they possibly have
done? I just went
to
one of their shows, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, at the Oracle.
Well, they do huge shows.
It's packed.
And they probably, did they do a few there? And then they probably just do a few Christmas shows every year. And
I bet Christmas time is like
an orchestra, though, they don't make as much money. You know, there's 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
You know.
Not these guys.
Also on the list was...
How many?
Like five.
That's they call themselves an orchestra and there's only five of them?
Yeah, as far as what I could see.
Oh.
There were, you know, strings here and there.
Sure. How interesting. You know.
I'm a Killers fan, but I'm very surprised they come in at 15th with $42.9 million. Mm. The Killers.
This one seemed like a whole lot of shows. I mean, some of the Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran numbers were like in the 400 million area, if I'm not insane.
This says they did 53 shows.
Oh. Oh. What did you say? Is it like a million a show? No, you said 15 million.
No, the Killers brought in 42.9 million.
Well, that's good. Maroon 5 is going to do the Super Bowl halftime.
Oh.
They've been having some trouble finding artists to join them in the halftime show because of the way NFL has handled Colin Kaepernick on the controversy over the national anthem protest. So yesterday they finally got a big name collaborator. It looks like Travis Scott's going to try and do it.
Ooh.
Jay-Z is trying to talk him out of it. In fact, there's a lot of people trying to talk Travis Scott out of this.
Why?
Because they feel like it's a slap in the face to Colin Kaepernick if you go and do this show. Yes, I know. And Jay-Z especially is a big Kaepernick supporter. Not only is Travis confirmed, though, sources are saying negotiations are ongoing with Cardi B, who we had initially thought. And look, they have a hit song together. And Big Boy from Outkast is also in the mix.
That is a tough position to be in.
It is.
Here's the most access to audience you'll ever have in your whole life.
Yep.
And you have to turn. Plus, most of us have grown up loving the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
I mean, I like it a lot less than I did as a kid, but as a young person, it was everything. I'm sure these guys would be like, I have to turn this down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going against my own people just because I want to play a show.
Right.
That sucks.
Super Bowl 53 is Sunday, February 3rd, and obviously we've yet to figure out who's going to be in the playoffs. Yeah, I haven't even started. Oh my God, I'm so glad I got to the story. The chick who used to play...
I got it.
What is it?
What if Travis Scott does the show kneeling down?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, on one knee.
That's a good idea. I don't know.
The
make
NFL
my
wouldn't
own.
Have that, though.
Well, you don't tell them.
Yeah, you don't tell
you
them.
You don't say
what
I'm
are they
going to
do, shoot you with a rocket
you
launcher
can't
if you
be
kneel
fine
down?
For you kneeling it. When you're doing a show.
You yeah. do it Janet style, right? You just
right.
do it.
I had a knee malfunction and I fell to it.
Yeah, my leg hurt. Oh, I got it.
All right, listen. I want to do this real fast because we're almost out of time and I want to eat.
That's right. Let's go.
This chick used to play bass for the Runaways, which Joan Jett, and I think Lita Ford was in that band. And am I crazy?
No, you're right. Cherry, what is her name? Cherry?
No, this chick is Jackie Fuchs.
Oh.
They say she's a former Runaway bassist, and she is currently the reigning queen of Jeopardy.
What?
She had a major health scare while taping the show. She actually thought she was having a stroke. They say midway through the latest Jeopardy taping, her blood sugar levels crashed. She lost control of her motor functions. The studio audience was like, oh my God. The whole place was going, oh, because she was struggling to speak. I guess they've aired a few of these. She's on a 4-night win streak heading into last night's episode. They say that she thinks it's pretty likely they're going to edit out her medical situation.
Well, you'd like to think.
And she's just trying hard not to reveal anything about the final result. But here you go. It started last Friday, her win streak, and Alec didn't reveal anything about it until this week. She's feeling better now. But Jackie Fuchs is the former bassist for the Runaways, and she is currently on. I don't know if, what happened last night, because I guess that episode aired last night. Yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
Can you play bass?
Not really.
Huh.
No. I can play it in my head. I know exactly what I think the bass should sound like, and I'll sing it to you, and you can duplicate it. But I can't. It's, you know what?
No, I can't duplicate
it. I'm not strong enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, the strings are hard to do, and the reach. I can't, you know.
So badass, isn't it?
It is. Oh, my God. A good bass player? Dude, I'm so jealous. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Pancakes and syrup.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here. We're eating our last meal that we're going to eat here at the station for the year. We finally got our pancakes. It happened.
I don't know how I got syrup all over me, well, but I did.
That's what happens, Ben. Here, you know what? We have wet wipes in here. Right there. Grab a wet wipe. No problem. I want to say thanks to our interns for working here for practically free this year. You guys are great.
Good.
We have a lot of, yeah, solid group of interns. I'm very sorry to lose you. We had a new guy start this morning, just a shadow. Brandon, he took off. Apparently he's a professional runner, so he runs wherever.
Yeah, he sat in there the whole time through this IT conversation and didn't come in and say, here's how you say it.
Yeah, he actually knew the name. And he
rolled right off his tongue.
Right, no problem. Even, and actually, Faith, one of our other interns, she's like, yeah, I heard that in high school. So she knew what it was, too.
Faith.
IT just band.
Just sitting there.
I know. Come on, you guys. Oh, my God. So, Bryn, what's going on with you right now?
The thing is, he said T-band, so that's why we were confused.
He has so much food chipmunked into the sides of his face. That was actually very impressive that you said that without sounding like the chubby bunny
thing.
Well,
the T-band, IT-band, I was working off of having only been, you know, part of conversations that I'm not really paying attention to. Because,
yeah,
honestly, the running conversations are like my surf. She doesn't listen to me when I start going on about surfing.
But we do, you know, that's how we support each other. Like when John wants to talk about football, I just look at him, I make eye contact. Mm-hmm. I'm totally thinking about something else. And I nod and I go, yeah, yeah.
Right.
No, right. And he just rants and rants. And then I'm sure when I'm talking about making purses, he's like, oh, yeah. Thinking about football, you know, or whatever he's thinking about. But that's supportive.
That's funny, though. Because you have these moments where you go, not even listening to me. And then you repeat the last sentence you said. I am listening. You just said that. And you're like, all right, I guess I can't prove that you weren't listening.
Right.
But, really
but I can tell you're not paying attention at all.
At all?
At all? Anywho, you guys, let's get our final news break of 2018, and the ANN is taking a vacation after this.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought... Oh, boy. Oh, it's brought to you by Pier 39.
All
Visit
right!
Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly, the top of each hour from 5 to 10 p.m. What are you eating?
Nothing. What makes you think I'm eating something?
Why would you still be eating when you just came? What you just said to me was, I already have a stomach ache.
There's Christmas cookies out there.
So you can't not.
Well, right.
Okay.
Listen, Faith's mother made them, and I like her. And by the way, they're chocolate chip / chunks of candy cane cookies.
What?
They're really good. It's like a minty, pepperminty thing.
All right.
That's me mooing.
If you're looking for something to do this upcoming holiday season, you can join Hooman at the Raiders game on, what is that? Monday night
football.
Raiders are playing Monday. Hey, the Niners have a big game on Sunday against the Bears. Bears are having a great season. We've been doing pretty good. It'd be nice to knock them down. The Bears.
It would be. The Bears. The hotline's ringing, you guys.
Also, if you are thinking about going near the airport, you want to go really early because the holiday travel is on.
And
the airport crush is happening. Yeah, Jesus. So be prepared for that.
Take a
This is from your, is it wrong?
It always is.
Well, you decide.
All right.
There's a 34-year-old guy named Johnny Chan from Portland, Oregon.
All right.
He worked as a pharmacist at Kaiser Permanente, and back in November of last year, he was busted for hiding a camera in the employee bathroom.
Oh, come on.
So that's wrong so far.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He was fired, and then after an investigation, he was indicted on 71 different charges.
71?
Back in April, when he was waiting for his court date, he got a part-time job as a cashier at the Banana Republic.
Oh, my God.
A few weeks ago, he was arrested for hiding another camera in the employee bathroom there. He's now in jail on $2 million bail, waiting for a brand new set of charges behind his Banana Republic employment.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's wrong, Vinny.
Okay.
You are wrong. For putting the camera in the employee bathroom,
so,
don't do it. No, 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 no,
I'm with
no,
you.
No.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
But now you're the judge.
To pick up the shirt.
Because Johnny Chan is a serial voyeur.
Yeah.
He is
right.
Sneaking into the bathroom while you're in there and watching you go.
Yeah.
What does Johnny Chan get?
5,000 years.
No, come on.
And listen, I'm not in a good mood.
For peeping?
Yeah, you are. You just had pancakes.
And cookies.
And a cookie.
I'm not even done with my cookie yet.
Right.
Can't wait.
What does Johnny Chan get?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
He gets his hands cut off. I don't know. I don't know what the correct thing is. His eyes gouged out. I don't know.
5 years in jail.
5 years?
5 years? I think that might be legit.
Well, here's the thing. Does he have video of these people?
It sounds like it. That's how they, yeah.
71 counts.
That means 71 different videos of 71 different people doing the 71 different
things. Yeah, chances are he's got that recording to some remote spot where he's taking that home and putting it on his
computer. I'm going to say this. If nothing's been uploaded to YouTube or anywhere, Celebrity Jihad, 5 years. But if stuff has been uploaded, 15 years.
All right.
Okay. All right, I'll go with that. It's probably better than the cutting off the hands thing or dropping them in a volcano.
What about gouging the eyes?
Yeah, gouge the eyes out. That'll teach them.
You just reminded me of a part in a Jack Reacher book I've been reading.
Oh.
The cutting the hands off.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It's so... This part, one of the characters is a mercenary.
Who writes those books?
Lee Child.
Okay.
And he...
Excuse me. Just keep going, Vinny. Last day of the year. Just keep power through.
Anyway, there's a you need to read the Jack Reacher books to see. I'm not going to retell you that.
There may be more, but I read a bunch of those. I should reread those. I love stuff like that. And you like the show too, right?
Well, I like the anything Tom Cruise does.
It's the Jack Ryan thing that I'm thinking of.
Oh, right, the new show.
Right.
Oh, you got to watch that on the vacation. It's good. All right. According to a new survey, people were asked about kissing under the mistletoe. Mm. Does it count as cheating or not?
It does count. Well, it really depends on the kiss. If I kiss you underneath the mistletoe, I give you a little smooch, even if it's just a little on the lips, I don't think that's cheating. But if your tongues are twisted around each other and you're, you know, just because you're, it's not like a free pass zone. You're cheating.
A large number of people think kissing under the mistletoe doesn't count as cheating.
Well, I guess it just depends on the kiss.
So let me ask you this.
All right.
If you kiss another lady under the mistletoe with the tongue, is that cheating?
Well, I guess technically, sure. I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Making out with chicks doesn't
How long
mean all that much.
Is a kiss before it's cheating?
How long did you kiss Sarah for?
Oh, this will be interesting.
Like at least.
What? You weren't even born when he supposedly had this kiss.
I was 24. How old were you? How much older am I than you? How old are you again?
You're asking me right now?
Yeah. He's like 9 years younger than you.
Oh, okay.
He was like a 15-year-old. He was basically just barely getting his first chick pregnant.
Oh, damn it, Brit.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Where's her drum hit?
Man, she doesn't get a drum hit.
That was funny.
Ba-bum-bum. All right, so if I'm going to be completely honest, it was at least 7 to 12 seconds.
Oh, my God. You have turned a peck into an epic. That is ridiculous.
7 to 12 seconds does not sound like a peck to me.
Is that
because
cheating?
It wasn't 7 to 12. It was 0.5. 0.04 seconds. Of course, that's
question.
What it was.
Was there tongue involved?
No.
No. Well, it could have been a French peck.
No.
I'm not sure if it was a French peck.
No,
was,
it wasn't even. I mean, I'm telling you, it was a peck.
There was an exchange or an open mouth exchange.
No, there wasn't.
There's no way there's a peck for more than 5 seconds.
It
you don't just
wasn't,
sit there with a peck
point
for 5 seconds.
Oh, 04. It was a freaking 0.04 of a second.
He said 7 to 12.
He Whatever. Said that because he has dreamed this up. Listen, I don't know what Hooman's obsession is with me, but he clearly has dreamed up this whole
obsession,
scenario.
Who's more obsessed, you or him?
Him.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
God.
He thinks we made out.
He does?
He does. He just said 7 to 12 seconds.
I'm just saying.
That's forever in kiss length time.
How long is a peck? How long should a picture last? How long
like
should it
that,
last?
Like that. This. Okay, that's what you
was
got.
Way longer.
No, it
way
wasn't.
Way longer. I was
way
there.
Way longer.
Dude, you have also turned little things that were nothings into,
oh my
into
God.
Mountains.
Anyway, I would say you're easily as obsessed or more obsessed than Hooman is with you.
No.
For sure.
I love Hooman.
Right.
But I don't have an unhealthy, weird obsession
what are
you fixation.
You invite him to your house.
Yeah,
every Sunday.
He's a
and
close friend of
you
mine.
You take the whole family and you're like, sorry, family, we can't watch a show because Hooman can't come.
Right.
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 You're the
right.
most obsessed.
No, I'm not obsessed.
By
at
far.
All.
Hooman?
Hooman's the one who's obsessed.
Yes, Vinny.
She's more obsessed, correct?
Well,
wouldn't you say you're more obsessed with me than I am with you?
Well,
tell the truth for once.
Well, I like to give you a lot of space. I was initially, but I've matured past it, and now the roles are reversed.
You, okay, fine. All right, sure. I'm upset. That's hilarious. Oh, he got
that
drum hit!
That gets a drum hit!
Yeah, that was pretty
That's
great.
That's ridiculous!
This was
totally worth a drum hit.
Good delivery.
The cow.
I'm doing research on how long a peck should last and if peck is cheating.
Oh, my God. Pecks
so
are not
so.
Cheating.
How about a fast fact?
Fine. Does it have to do with kiss length?
The Rubik's Cube was originally called the Magic Cube when it came out in 1975. It was renamed in 1980 because they realized a more unique name would make it easier to patent around the world.
Mm.
So it was named after its inventor, Erno Rubik.
Oh. I like the name Rubik's Cube. Those oohs that are in it.
I nice loved playing Rubik. That for a minute there.
Yeah.
I like
I've
that
never,
little...
I can honestly say I've never once solved the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I've had it figured out and yeah. I was able to do it
There's
quick.
A series of moves that
right.
you can do. Mm-hmm. My kid did the same thing. He watched like a YouTube video and figured out. He's like, oh, you just go.
Right. And the
there
thing
it
drops
is.
In.
What? Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube.
The name Pepsi comes from the word dyspepsia,
oh.
which means indigestion,
yeah.
since its original purpose was to help people with digestion issues.
Because it helps you burp?
You should drink some Pepsi.
No.
Then you wouldn't gurgle.
I'll just burp more.
What?
Oh, come on.
I'm a big burper.
Oh, my God, you
All my
are.
Friends know.
Such a burper. That one was dry and roasty.
Mm. Do you know dyspepsia is spelled with a Y?
DYS.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Do you guys
you're
know?
Like a, you're like a quarterback who licks his fingers before picking up the ball. That's funny. The dorbs.
Do you guys know that True Detective is coming back in January, starring Mahershala Ali?
I didn't know it was coming back in January, but we have heard about it, and it sounds like it's going to be, hopefully it'll be
epic.
Good. I mean, the last one was so bad. First one, absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, HBO.
Welcome home.
916 is too late with their suggestion, but they say 13-minute song, Iron Maiden, Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
Yeah, but we don't play that. We can't just pull. I'm sure Michael Martin, even though he's probably on vacation too, he would have something to say about us playing Iron Maiden, Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. How long is Stairway to Heaven? Like 11 minutes?
No.
It's 9 or something like that. I used
like
to play
seven.
Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses. It's
oh,
like that's another
November
like,
Rain's another
oh,
long
November
one.
Rain,
yeah.
That's it. Not Don't
it's
Cry.
Only eight minutes.
And oh, 2 seconds.
Only 8 minutes. Hmm.
But that allowed me to split, basically leave.
Right. Well, if you had to, you know, sometimes you work in the overnight shift and you have to go to the bathroom. It's a long walk to the bathroom.
You guys want to know some of the longest songs played on the radio?
Inagata David.
Slow Ride
baby.
Is another long one.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd, Shine On You,
You Crazy Diamond. Diamond.
How long is that?
26 minutes.
What?
Yes, The Gates of Delirium.
Oh.
21 minutes. Rush, 21:12.
Oh, the whole thing, yeah.
20 minutes.
That's a great piece. When I first met the guys in Cross Dagger.
That's your
most
husband?
Most of whom I banged.
Right.
And married one of them.
Hey. So fun. That's one of my favorite stories about you.
They played on the regular the whole 21:12 thing.
They could do it.
The whole thing. And they did it. And I remember sitting there going like, is this really happening? Is there I'm sitting in a dank studio and this band is pulling off their, and they actually, it's so funny because, you know, once you learn it, you know, they had the whole thing. I was like, you got to be kidding me. No, that's not it.
This is good, though. He just played something good. What'd you do that for?
No, it's good. It's good. It's not 21:12, though.
Right. But, I mean, come on. Sheesh.
21:12. Let's see what I'm playing. I'm playing 21:12 Remastered.
Over Bonnie, the IT band is pronounced iliotibial.
Iliotibial. Oh. Iliotibial. What are we calling it? We were calling it
Ichabod.
Idiotic bile.
Yeah.
Idiotibial.
408 says, on a 14-hour road trip from San Francisco from Seattle, home for Christmas. Oh. Thank you, my radio family, for helping me stay awake. Happy holidays, y'all.
Thank you for listening.
707 says, where's Yuzi?
She couldn't even walk this morning. She's got sciatic nerve trouble. Poor thing. She was actually hurting yesterday, and today she's like, I can't walk. I can't get out of bed.
So she's got to go to the doc.
I mean, I guess she's going to have to. She was like, oh, thank God it happened during vacation. I'm like, no! That's not when you want bad things
right.
to happen. I want
oh
to enjoy my,
my
vacation, not convalesce.
Can you imagine if you had a cold coming on right
oh
now?
Oh, my God. Knock wood. Jesus. Yeah! Hey, let's take a break.
Sounds good.
All right. Oh, that's not what I press anymore. Hold on. There we go.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.